Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's Music for Brass. We'll hear music performed by various Interlaken student brass ensembles over the last several decades. That's coming your way on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. The brass quintet is a relatively new idea. Military bands were popular in the late 19th century, and in the 20th century, the wind ensemble also gained traction. But brass chamber ensembles really only started out in the 1940s with the advent of groups like the Chicago Brass Quintet and the New York Brass Quintet. Malcolm Arnold composed his Brass Quintet No. 1 in 1961 for the New York Brass Quintet. That piece and the ensemble really helped set the standard for the specific instrumentation of brass quintets, namely two trumpets, one horn, one trombone, and one tuba. Here is a performance from 2017 of the first movement of the Brass Quintet No. 1 by Malcolm Arnold. It's performed by an Interlaken student ensemble that gave itself a pretty ambitious name, the New York Philharmonic Brass Quintet. Thank you. We heard the first movement of the Brass Quintet No. 1 of Malcolm Arnold, a performance by an Interlochen student ensemble that called itself the New York Philharmonic Brass Quintet. That was a performance from the summer of 2017. Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's student performances of music for brass ensembles. Composer and conductor Brian Balmages was born in 1975. He's written dozens of pieces, specifically for winds. Here is his Symphony No. 1 for brass, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Brass Ensemble in November of 2006. Ken Larson led this performance of Brian Balmages' music in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Symphony No. 1 for Brass by Brian Balmages, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Brass Ensemble and conducted by Ken Larson. An interesting side note here, the composer Brian Balmages won the American School Band Directors Association's Albert Austin Harding Award in 2012. That award is named for the very same Austin Harding, who was the first director of bands at the University of Illinois, and who spent summers teaching and conducting at Interlochen. For a great photo of Austin Harding at Interlochen in 1930, and he's with Joe Matty, T.P. Giddings, and John Philip Sousa, check out classicalipr.org. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today on the Interlochen Collection, and we're focusing on student performances of music for brass. Joseph Wagner has been called the most undiscovered of America's composers by the music critic Nicholas Slonimsky. Wagner founded the Boston Civic Symphony in 1924, and it still performs today. Here's a piece by Joseph Wagner. It's the Concerto Grosso for cornets, baritones, and band, a performance from August of 1955. It's the National Music Camp High School Band, conducted by George C. Wilson.
Thank you.
Concerto Grosso for Cornets, Baritones, and Band by Joseph Wagner. A performance from the high school band of the National Music Camp and conducted by George C. Wilson took place in August of 1955. Today on the Interlochen Collection, we're listening to music for brass performed by students at Interlochen. I'm Amanda Sewell. Don't forget that you can stream this and all of our episodes on our website. Go to classicalipr.org or check out our app. Just search for Interlochen Public Radio wherever you get your apps. So far on the program today, all the music we've heard was composed in the 20th century. Now let's jump back to the 18th century. King George II of England asked George Frederick Handel to compose a piece to celebrate the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle. The first performance preceded a big display of fireworks, and it was originally scored for a military band, but it's been adapted for lots of different kinds of instruments since then. Here is George Frederick Handel's music for the Royal Fireworks, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Brass Ensemble from Academy Year 1988-1989.
Thank you.
George Frederick Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks, a performance by the Interlaken Arts Academy Brass Ensemble from Academy Year 1988-1989, under the direction of Stanley Friedman. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.